Auburn has found their quarterback, and this time, I don't know, maybe it'll work, gentlemen. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback, playing Crane, former Western State Colorado wide receiver. This is Crane and Cone, yes, here at On3. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Appreciate you guys hopping on. If you're new, welcome home. If you've been here, welcome back. Byron Brown, that's right, former South Florida quarterback, now Auburn quarterback. And look, you don't have to be a genius to figure out why he decided to go to Auburn. Alex Golish, his coach, some guys on the staff. I expect more players from South Florida to come over to Auburn to follow him there. And David, as somebody that played quarterback in the Big Ten at a high level, you've watched Byron Brown this year. We've all kept up, obviously, with the Group of Five to see which one of, you know, USF and Tulane and James Madison and Memphis and all these teams were going to get that Group of Five slot. Turned out there was two. I like a lot of things Byron Brown does. I want to dig into whether I think it's going to work at a high level in the SEC. But just when you watch him play, what kind of pickup do you feel like this is for Auburn?
I thought he was the heaviest runner at the quarterback position this past season, quite frankly. And again, we can talk about the competition that they were playing again at South Florida. But I'm talking about games against Florida and Miami and you know, elite defenses. Yeah. And the question that we kind of asked throughout the season was, okay, but does he throw it well enough? And I pulled up his stats here for 2025. He threw for 3,100 yards, 28-7 touchdown to interception ratio with a 66% completion percentage. And in his four seasons there at South Florida, over 7,600 passing yards, 65% completion percentage, threw 61 touchdowns. So that 3,100 passing yards, that's on top of 1,000 that he ran for. So I think that, you know, he's the type of quarterback where that game and that the physicalness that he plays the game with can certainly translate. Will he be able to have success through the air consistently against an SEC schedule? That was something we asked about John Mateer coming over in Oklahoma. And that kind of got offset a little bit with a hand injury, and he was dealing with the lower leg injury. But again, the same sort of player there with the way that he's able to move and bring mobility to the quarterback position.
Yeah, and I think heavy's a really good way to describe the way he runs the ball. But it's not like he's heavy and slow, right? If he gets going, he can break tackles, he can accelerate, he can really run. Blaine, I'm going to ask you the simple basic questions that all Auburn fans and college football fans are going to be asking about Byron Brown. And you can go into as much detail as you want about it. I've got my opinion on it. A, does he throw the ball well enough? Just well enough. I'm not saying he has to be Drew Brees or Peyton Manning or Johnny Unitas. Does he throw the ball well enough for Auburn to be balanced on offense when you are playing against high power four level DBs, linebackers? This, I know he can break tackles. I know he can get away from a
sack. He's a great runner.
Does he throw it well enough? And can the route combinations be complex enough where he's not just throwing the now screen or the slant, or it's not overly predictable, which doesn't work in its own right?
Yeah, real question is, how deep does the bag go when it comes to throwing with Byron Brown? Because, look, he is one of the best, if not the best, running quarterback that I've seen in a long time, because he's a different runner, right? He is legitimately 6'4", 250 pounds, hard to touch in a phone booth, but will still get downhill on you. And the next thing you know, you're looking behind you and you just got ran over. My thing is just consistency of throwing. You go back and look at the teams, like the Miami they played this year. He had 280 yards through the air, but he had a 50 QBR rating. Can he be consistent enough? Look, I watched Nick Marshall, you know, almost go undefeated and threw two routes.
That's a good point.
He threw post and dig routes the entire year and somehow still made it work with a system behind him that was tailored to him. And obviously Byron Brown is going to have that when he comes into Auburn. It's just, I don't know how deep the bag is. If Byron Brown has to throw Auburn to a win, I don't know if that's there against legitimate SEC opponents.
And that, again, to the point of, you know, even if you have guys like Singleton and Koger and some of the others over at USF that comes with them, that they already have that relationship, if Auburn gets down 14 points, like, and there's, you know, you're halfway through the third quarter and you've got to start throwing the ball, that's a big question that he's going to have to answer. And you say, oh, well, don't get down 14 points. Well, you know, that'd be great if everything worked out the way you always wanted to. My second question, Blaine, and I don't think this one's going to get asked as much, but I think it's real. I've only seen two people in my life be able to run the ball with at heavy volume, with heavy physicality, and make it through the whole season in the SEC.
Can I guess?
Or the Big Ten? Yeah, you want to guess those?
Tim Tebow and Cam Newton.
Those would be the two.
Because I was going to bring their name up next.
Yeah, like in this league and in the Big Ten and in the Big 12 and in the ACC at this level, can you line up and run the ball with your quarterback at these type of defensive players with the size, the speed, we know that the talent that is all around these leagues. Can you make it through the season? Like, I just, and that's not to say Byram's soft or anything, but just from a physiological standpoint, like I don't think Cam Newton and Tim Tebow were human beings. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's the only reason they made it. Do you think he can make it?
Well, I think it's hard for anybody these days to make it through the entire season. I don't care if you play receiver or you're the water boy, just bringing people, or the get back coach. You know, it's tough, yeah. Obviously.
By the time they let the towel boy play at Michigan.
I know. I mean,
bad move.
You obviously know how that worked out. I mean, that kid's in an insane asylum now.
That was my cousin.
That was your cousin.
You said he's in the insane asylum?
My cousin, yeah. DeLon. You guys know him.
Yeah. DeLon? Yeah, that's right. That's right. We saw him in D.C., didn't we?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, cool. I do think the way Byron is built, though, is a little bit different, okay? Like, he is he's basically Reptar, okay? He's Lenore Suggs, a little bit more of a heavier runner than Lenoris, in my opinion. But, yeah, I do think Byron can make it through a season now. It's going to be a little bit different when it comes to the volume of carries that you're getting, all right? If you're getting 10 to 15 carries a game, I think you can make it through that. If he's getting 20-plus carries in an SEC schedule – I don't know. I don't think so. It's going to be
there's
really
not many
tough.
Running backs that can make it through.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And look, I know he's obviously a bigger guy, but that type of volume, which you're going to need to beat these type of teams, like you're good to beat the Alabama.
Well, especially when Auburn's having to rebuild the roster, right?
Yeah,
like they're going to have to lean heavy, pun intended, on Byron Brown.
With everything leaving at Auburn, yeah. But I understand this. It's going to help your offensive line out a lot. It's going to give a lot more problems for defenses. Like, I mean, you saw what Trinidad Chambliss just did against Georgia, basically. So, obviously, having that quarterback as an extra runner is not going to even out the box, but it's going to depend on the volume of carries that he's going to get game to game.
Well, and Cone, when you watch his throwing motion, you know, another thing that needs to be asked is, hey, if he has another offseason to tighten these things up, how natural of a thrower of the ball is he? You know, I've gone back and I've watched him a couple times here recently. And, you know, it's very hit or miss. There is a lack of consistency in the throwing motion. And sometimes you see the way that ball comes out. And you're like, oh, my God, it comes out like somebody just shot a quail or a dove. But then other times you see him throw it, and it comes out, and it's super tight, and it looks like one of the things that Ukraine's been shooting at Russia here for the past 6 months. Like, when you watch him, just development-wise, is there another step to take?
Look, bad mechanics lead to missed throws, period. I want to say that right at the get-go, and I should know I'm still working on my mechanics over here, okay? But I would rather have a quarterback who makes the right decision, okay, and sees what the defense is giving him and is able to analyze post-snap defenses versus pre-snap reads that he's getting, and maybe his motion's just a little funky. It's kind of like Jim Furyk on a golf course, man. Like, at some point, just put the ball near the hole. I don't care how you swing. Getting back to the point of if he's going to have to throw Auburn to a win, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. This is the highest level of college football. You're going to have to throw your team to a win at some point. Think about what Ty Simpson had to do playing against Missouri, 4th and 8, completing a big pass for them to be able to win that game. You're going to have to do that. And getting back to the Tim Tebow and Cam Newton point, I'm glad you brought their names up, because I was going to say it as well. You know, there's a reason that they are in like the pantheon of college football quarterbacks with what they were able to do. Tim Tebow obviously had an elite roster around him. Cam Newton, not so much, which to even like shine a spotlight even more on what Cam Newton was able to do in 2010 at Auburn. Lenore Sellers at South Carolina physically has all the attributes of Cam Newton. We brought his name up as a comp this past offseason, and look at the struggles there without that sort of elite offensive line and roster to go around him. what is Auburn going to be able to put around Byron Brown? That's the bigger question for me. Are they going to have an elite offensive line or at least an above average offensive line and the playmakers to be able to get him out of trouble? Because I don't see someone being able to just single-handedly do what Cam Newton was able to do at Auburn. No. There's a reason we still talk about him as a legend, right?
Yeah, I'm not betting on you being able to do what Tony Stark did in that caves with a bunch of scraps. Yeah.
But it can create a template. You can create a blueprint, right? Yeah. You can say like, hey, this look at what this person was able to do. We're going to follow this sort of template and be able to attack from a schematic standpoint. But you just can't, you can't bet on everyone being Superman, being able to take over games single-handedly. And even Cam Newton was still delivering the football through the air effectively and catching touchdowns, for goodness sakes.
That's just a different, again, like whatever. We just got pictures from Pluto for the first time. I was surprised I didn't see his dad's church there and his family home, because I think he came from there. In the comments, let us know, do you like it? Do you feel good about it? Whether you're an Auburn fan or not, if you're not an Auburn fan and you think it's a bad move, please let us know. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Anything else, guys, you want to add in here?
I can't wait to see it, man.
Yeah, I can't wait until all the SEC fans to tell how excited they are about Byron Brown going to Auburn.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. No, it always goes over well. But we appreciate you guys and like the chances of me trying to tackle Byron Brown. We're going. Gone.
That'll never happen.